I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Friday morning, the 22nd of March, 2024. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the first book of John, chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. He hears our prayers. We need to just leave it there. Folks, I want to tell you, it's a wonderful thing when you know in your heart that the Lord knows what your needs are. Not your wants, but your needs. Don't try and tell him what's good for you or for me. He knows what is good for us. So what we need to do, we need to take our petitions, our requests to God. We need to pray earnestly. We need to have the confidence that we know he hears our prayer requests and then leave it there. I'm talking about that relationship. I'm talking about that business deal. You know, I remember like yesterday, many, many years ago, when we had that big yellow truck, the seed sower, and we were in Central Africa and sometimes out of complete communication with anyone. We couldn't afford a satellite telephone in those days. Cell phones weren't working. And sometimes I would get quite concerned about things at home base. I hadn't heard from my wife, Jill, and the kids for maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And then I would stumble into a little village and they would have some Wi-Fi there. And I would be able to make a phone call through to my wife in South Africa just to hear her voice. Just to hear that she was well, the children were well, the farm was going well, was more than I needed. I didn't need anything else. I want to say to you that that confidence, that assurance that someone hears your request is massive. Now, when you pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, we know the Word has told us that he hears our petitions. That should be more than sufficient for you and I. Because he knows what is good for us. So today, when you pray, pray the prayer of faith. Pray the prayer that, Lord, you hear my prayers. And now I'm going to leave it there at the foot of the cross and allow you, Lord, to do the best for me, whatever that is. That gives you absolute assurance and peace of mind. Have a lovely day as you continue to talk with your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. Goodbye.